Look down the narrow streets of tiny bungalows in Normandy Beach, and you'll find a mixed picture. Some homes are abandoned and in total disrepair, while others are abuzz with generators and contractors hammering away as they rebuild this hard-hit area. Recovery is happening, but for some business owners who've invested in the area, it seems slow, and they wonder what their prospects are. I meet Joe Pisacreta and his wife, Colleen. They own the Il Giardinello restaurant in Toms River, and it seems to be thriving.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Four.
Table for four. Okay, it's going to be a little bit. I'll let you know.
How long is a little bit?
We'll check right now. Okay. What's your name?
7 years ago, the Pisacreta's opened a second location, the Il Giardinello Beach Grill in Normandy Beach. The Beach Grill got hit hard during Sandy. From ruined equipment to lost sales, they say it cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Pisacretas aren't sure they'll reopen their Normandy Beach restaurant. They feel the area's economy is still broken.
If it takes 2 or 3 or 4 years to come back, we don't have that kind of time, you know, as far as financial stability.
Instead, Colleen has started a consignment shop on the mainland, while Joe says he's bought a generator for the original Il Giardinello in case another disastrous storm develops. In Sandy's aftermath, a common complaint among business owners, not unlike homeowners, has been difficulty in obtaining insurance and federal emergency dollars to rebuild. That can mean the difference between walking away and reopening. This was the case for John Spadavecchia and Tom Ferragalli. They own Johnny Fry's, a block off the water in nearby Ortley Beach, where many properties are still in ruins. Sandy flooded their fledgling business with 6 feet of water. Here's John Spadavecchia.
This was our first summer, and we survived and we paid our bills, and, you know.
Thanks to insurance and their own cash reserves, they were able to recover. Spadavecchia says their customers are now mainly construction workers doing extensive repairs in the area.
Hopefully this winter now, we can survive with the contractors and get through the winter and have another good summer next summer.
Construction is the bright spot for the whole shore economy. Rebuilding businesses, homes, roads, bridges, and water systems is providing steady work for people who had trouble finding it since the recession. At this home in Ortley Beach, carpenter Bill Lee is repairing a deck. Lee says he's been working as many as 60 hours a week, but doesn't like to think he's doing well because of another's hardship.
It's a hard pill to swallow. It's a bittersweet thing being out here.
Up the road in Normandy Beach, contractor Jeffrey McGrath shares Lee's sentiment. McGrath does both masonry and carpentry work and says, until Sandy, work was spotty.
The first time in a long time I could say and feel that I have job security in this area, in Jersey, anywhere, for the last, I'd say, 6 years.
McGrath points out that all the houses on this particular block where he's working will need to be elevated under the new federal floodplain guidelines. He sees years of steady work ahead.
Usually everyone's saying around here about 5 years until everything is fully recovered, because every single house that's here has to get lifted. So whatever is not lifted will eventually be lifted. And it's just a matter of time before everything gets done.
But while workers hammer away, others like Donald Talley are still searching for a job. I meet Talley outside the Toms River One-Stop Career Center, a place where 3,500 residents have signed up for services this past year. Talley, a father of 3 kids, the youngest just over a year, says he was laid off from an area lumber yard after Sandy and had to move his family from an apartment to a motel. He's willing to consider any type of work to keep his family going.
We lost a lot, but, you know, we pray and, you know, we keep it moving every day and try to just, you know, stay focused on what's important, that's the kids.